I'm Diane Jacobson, and I'm sitting here with you staring at the faux bamboo side chair that was made sometime between 1880 and 1890. It's called faux because it's not really bamboo. It's actually maple, and the seat is cane. And it was made by the Robert J. Horner Company, which was located in New York. Bamboo was a very abundant and popular item in the Chinese and Japanese cultures. And it infiltrated America in many forms, showing up in ceramics and glass and silver and textiles and wallpaper, and in particular in furniture. Now, real bamboo is very strong and lightweight, but it's hollow, so therefore it's difficult to be used in furniture. But R.J. Horner and Company devised a system of lathe-turned rings and joint balls and finials applied consistently to a round stock of maple, a very hard kind of blonde wood. And then he did a series of rings, which were picked out in a darker brown, to give the imitation of genuine bamboo. Faux bamboo became a very popular item and was used for the less formal rooms of the era. So you'll see it in the 1880s in bedchambers and boudoirs and garden rooms and in country houses.